Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. To God be the glory. I pray that all is well. You are having a phenomenal day, and you are allowing God to lead you and guide you and keep you safe and do all the things that God wants to do through you. Today's scripture, Proverbs 23, 7a, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. I like the, that was from the, what is that? New King James Version. I like the Amplified. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he in behavior. God is good. That's Proverbs 23, the first part of verse 7. What is it that you're thinking of? Are you thinking of good thoughts? Are you thinking of happy thoughts? Are you thinking about your future? What's good? What's bad? What you think about will ultimately result in your future. Whether good or bad, it will come to pass in your life. The only place that Satan gains entrance into your life is through your thoughts. It is not your mind where the battle is won and where the battle is lost. So, this is why Satan fights so much for your thoughts, for our thoughts in life, because he understands that the root of everything in our lives is what we think about. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Keep that in mind as you go throughout this day and throughout the rest of the week. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Remember, out of the heart, out of the mouth, the heart speaketh. Those two scriptures will go together. So here is just a little something as a path of progression to think about. Your thoughts determine your decisions. Your decisions determine your actions. Your actions determine your habits. Your habits determine your character, and your character determine your destiny. So if you have a habit that you have that you need to break, you can't fix it by trying to fix the habit. You must go back to the root of that habit, which can be traced back to your thought. The same thing about wrong decisions, wrong actions, your character, destiny, etc. Everything is traced back to the thought. Each of these things are determined by your thoughts. So therefore, we need to work on what? We need to work on our thoughts. We need to have God's thoughts. We need to do better with our thinking and our way of meditating and the words that come out of our mouth. I pray that something that I've said today resonates with your spirit, and God will reveal certain things to you as you continue to go on through this day, throughout the rest of this week, and prayerfully throughout the rest of the month. Getting our thoughts together. Think on good thoughts. Think on positive thoughts. Think on things that are pure, just lovely, and of good report. All right, everybody. Till next time. Blessings. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.